Welcome back, family. This is your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Got a good one. Listen. This is my topic, right? Like, this thing right here. Okay, you asked a question. I got the answer for you. The question was, what does RAID stand for in project management? Now, I'm not talking about the can RAID, you know, the bugs RAID. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about RAID as far as what is leveraged for in project management. Family, you're really going to want to watch this. Stay tuned. I promise you, I got something good for you. And I'm going to unpack this in a way that not only makes sense, that if you don't start using this going forward when you're running projects, unsubscribe. Don't even hit like, don't leave a comment, just go. No, okay, I'm just playing, fam. I need you, baby. No, but seriously, family, this RAID template is a powerful template. And why it's so powerful is because, now here's the caveat, here's the disclaimer. Please do not use this template to replace other templates as we navigate through what it is. And I'm actually, just because you only asked the what, like what does the acronym RAID stand for? I'm feeling so great today. I'm feeling so lucky today. I got my lucky rabbit's foot in here. I'm even going to unpack how I use it from day to day. So let's go look at what the acronym RAID stands for. So RAID stands for risk. Now, risk are, let me get this up out of here. I don't like, you know, I'm a perfectionist. No, I'm just saying. I'm striving perfectionist, and if I land on exceptionalism, I'm happy. Ooh, you like that? You can take that. You can write that. I'm not even gonna charge you for that. But seriously, on a serious note, risk. Now, again, like I said at the beginning, my disclaimer. Even though this is a good template for risk, it still doesn't mean that you replace the risk register that you keep to track your risk. But reason why this is double work, but this channel is built on exceptionalism. So if you want to be exceptional, you may have double work, but at least you know, as my grandma would say, what goes on. So risk, you lock in there what your risks are, you know, medium, high, and low. What are the actionable items in order if a risk happens? Because again, let's take a step back, because I don't assume anything. A risk is an event that has not happened and or occurred, but if it does occur, what are our responses to actually address that? I'm going to do a whole video on risk, because that's one of my favorite risk and issues. That is one of my favorite to go over besides everything else. I love everything about project management. I don't even know why I'm sitting here front. But again, family, the first letter in the word RAID, again, not the spray. Shh. We're talking about project management. First one is risk. And again, you document your risk and you put it in there just to make sure that when you're in your meetings, you can bring that up along with your risk register. Number two. You see how everyone's anticipating. I should probably put some music in there at that time. Okay. Anyway, number two, action items. Oh my goodness. How many times project managers, new, middle, old, I don't care. You can look at your person. How many times have you had action items, whether it be in an email or on SharePoint? This template right here allow you to keep all those action items stored in one place, which will allow you to have a better follow-up process. And again, my opinion, right or wrong, I'm just telling you what worked for me. And I'm hoping that you can model this and take it with you, because it's again, a great template. But anyway, and the letter A is for action items. So how I leverage that is I make sure for any action items collected from the meeting, or if someone sent, and this is another thing, a lot of people forget this as project managers, you may also get action items that may be sent via email, via Teams, via Google Chat. I'm trying to think of all the things. Asana. I mean, there's so many different ways, but being able to take all of that, of the information that you're getting in and storing it in one location where everyone can see it is a game changer. I'm telling you, family, is a game changer. But being able to have your action items in place and having an owner assign in a due date of when they're going to do that, make sure, family, and again, I say this with all, you know, humility and everything. When you assign somebody an action item, assign a due date. I mean, what's the point of assigning an action item or them saying they're going to do something and they don't follow through by actually saying when, what date they're going to do? I mean, what are they on, the forever plan? Okay, I'm digressing. That's the project management in me. But anyway, family, the A stands for action item. Let's look at what the I stands for. I is I believe I am exceptional. I believe that, oh, that's not what it means. I believe that I can, oh, that doesn't mean, okay. So I is issues. So what that means is, family, now, again, there's a difference between risk and issues. Oh, my God, I wish more people would understand this. Oh, it would make our jobs easier as a project manager, because a lot of times people put so much emphasis and so much fear on risk, and then they forget about that, which is issues. I hope the board don't fall down. I kind of hit that a little hard. But anyway, issues. Why are issues so important, family? Let me tell you why issues are so important, because only way you can have an issue if you had a risk, or an issue just happened where something you didn't even plan for the risk. And again, I'll talk about that at another day or time. But if you want to know about it sooner, hey, leave me a comment. I would love to know if you need to know more, learn more about risk and issues. But anyway, issues. And again, it doesn't replace the issue log. I'll say that again, because I know everyone is always looking for the shortcut. But again, this doesn't replace your issue log. What it does, and again, it is double work. But if you're watching me and you're watching this movement of what we're doing here, of pouring into project managers, beginning, intermediate, and old, is saying that we're no longer settling. We want to be exceptional. And the only way to be exceptional is you may have to do what they call double work, but I just call it, you know, cross-checking or cross-referencing, one of the two, whatever sounds good for you. But anyway, family, for the letter I, that just simply means issue. So collecting your issues, what is the plan to correct this particular issue we have? How are we going to move forward? And again, what I'll also do, family, if I, you know, get a lot of excitement about this, I'll actually build a RAID log. Would you be interested in me just building a RAID log live on screen? And you know what, I'll even make it nice, just because I never know what people are leveraging, whether Excel or Google Sheets. I'll build one. I'll create two separate episodes, one for my Excel users and one for my Google Sheet users. And again, I'll build it live so that way you can see it. And check this out. You must know I'm really feeling good. I'm even going to give it away. Yep. I'm going to give it away. So what I need, though, for this to happen is I need to know, do you use Excel or Google? I'm just curious. That's just a curious. So leave if you use Excel or Google in the comments, and then we can, and I'll build, and then based on the comments and kind of activity that I'm seeing, I'll actually build one for you guys live. If this is something that you're interested in seeing, again, I'm here to serve. I am truly here to serve, and just taking the project management and things I've learned through cybersecurity, infrastructure, all those things, and just give it to you for free. So hope that works. Anyway, let's get back to where we're at. You know, this guy just rambling on. But anyway, I digress. So the last and final, what does D stand for? Okay, before I tell you what the D stands for, let me tell you how important this D is of when it comes to within project management and the RAID log. There's been a lot of times I've been on meetings before I was introduced to this whole RAID log. And there's actually something called a RAID queue log, which I'll talk about that as well as another episode. But the reason why the letter D in RAID was so important is because when you're on a call, collectively as a team with your stakeholders, you may agree on to do something. Here's a perfect example. We've made the decision that we're no longer going to use Microsoft Project as the platform to report as far as for our schedule. We're going to use Smartsheets. That is what a decision was made, and that's what the D stands for in the RAID log. D for decision. And let me show you how powerful it is. Oh, this is so powerful. I'm trying to calm down, fam. I promise you, I'm trying to calm down. You see my shadow in the back. He's even getting excited. But The reason why that D is so important as far as decisions being made is because of the fact of is when you are actually, you're in a meeting, and let's say, just the example I said, we're using Smartsheets instead of Microsoft Project. What will happen is somebody will say, well, why am I not getting the information, you know, through Microsoft Project like I got, not like I used to? Well, if you go back and look at the RAID log, in the drop down of the D, which is the decision, we all agreed that we're going to use Smartsheets, and you were there because we actually have I have all the people that was there. That's another key thing of making sure when you have make a decision, make sure, family, that you put all the people that were on that call, because there might not, there may be someone who wasn't there at that particular time for the call, and so they do have a right to say something. But if you're being strategic, then you would have already sent your RAID log out with your actual meeting minutes. And how I normally do it, family, is I just create a link in which they can actually go and look at it. I don't attach it or anything. I create a link because it's easier for someone to consume. Again, that is the RAID log, risk, action items, issues, and decisions. I'm your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed that today. Until next time.